Live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live from the Right Side Studios, local, state, national, all the issues. Solid, conservative, and like the dude just said, we are just plain right. Time now, 2.06 p.m. Glad you guys are with us. And, hey, listen, Copper's still out. Kelsey's running that board up in Huntsville. Kelsey, how you doing, man?
Doing well, Phil. Doing well.
Good, good. Glad you're here.
Thank you.
And right here in the Right Side Studio, the Boomer is running our board. How you, bud?
Doing great, Phil.
Hey, and by the way, folks, in case you listened to the show yesterday and thought, wait a minute, does that sound familiar? It probably did. So, yeah, we had Charlene and I had a funeral out of town that we had to be at, and so yesterday was a playback of a previous show. But we are live today, so thank you all for your patience, and we appreciate the opportunity to be back with you. Hey, listen, lots of stuff on the show today, kind of some cool topics. I'm looking forward to it. Kelsey, you get that triple dipper sound effect ready, and I'll tell you guys this. One of my favorite things that we do every single week, the Grand Council, with my friends Jeff Poor and Dale Jackson, where we literally sit there and ping each other with questions. We go back and forth. Sometimes we agree, sometimes we disagree, but the cool thing is I usually walk away going, ah, I wish I had said it that way. So that's what I get out of it. But anyway, yeah, Grand Council at 3:30 today. You're going to want to hear that. In the meantime, triple dipper sound effect. Kelsey, hit it.
The Triple Dipper. Three stories you've got to know.
All right, the Triple Dipper. Three stories, three themes, if you will, that we're going to run today's show on. Number one, I'm calling it the Green Raw Deal. Yeah, we got to check in on that once in a while. Well, the news is full right now. The Green Raw Deal. I mean, this is not a new deal. This is a raw deal. Change two of those letters, you get a new word. So, yeah, the Green Raw Deal, we'll talk about that because apparently they're all in for you guys having pain. That's important to them. But, yeah, the Green Raw Deal, number one on the Triple Dipper. Number two, I'm calling it the Blue City Blues. So I wrote a piece six, 8 months ago. I call it A Tale of Two Cities. At the funeral we were at yesterday, one of my family members reminded me of it, and I went back and looked, and then I began to realize how many current news stories there are about people that are literally leaving cities run by liberal Democrats to go to places being run by conservative Republicans. It's happening. Well, they got the Blue City Blues, all right? So we're doing that. Number one, I'm refreshing some of that stuff that came off that Tale of Two Cities, which, by the way, was Birmingham versus Huntsville. Birmingham has the most liberal leadership in the state, some in the southeast, and they want to claim they got it going on, but yet they're losing population. But just to their north, there's Huntsville growing like a weed, man. And so, yeah, A Tale of Two Cities, we'll talk about it. All right, and then number three on the Triple Dipper, I'm calling it good guys with guns. I've got, you know, my usual trolls on social media that they like, okay, but yeah, the 400 officers in Uvalde didn't do anything. Were they good guys? They were good guys who apparently didn't know what to do and had bad leadership. I got nothing to say there. I mean, I don't know how to explain it. What I do know is this. What we just saw in a shopping mall in Indianapolis was a kid who was 22 years old with a concealed carry permit. He took out a bad guy who killed three people. Within several seconds of the bad guy opening fire, he pulled his concealed carry and he took the guy out with multiple shots from like 30 or 40 yards away. So, yeah, we'll talk about that. Good guys with guns, number three in the Triple Dipper. And like I said, then we got the Grand Council at 3:30. Good show laid on for you. But, hey, listen, I always open the show with my monologue, right? Okay, here's the deal. True confession here. You ready? You're going to learn something new about Phil Williams. I am a self-professed spice weenie. I don't enjoy spicy hot. Boomers give me the look. I don't enjoy spicy foods. Never have. All my life. I mean, a little extra kick in the salsa is okay, but I'm just not a fan having to fight with my food. You know what I'm saying? I mean, not that I'm Mr. Bland when it comes to eating. Far from it. Sweet, savory, a dash of pepper, all good. But I don't go for the same level of freak show hot that I see some people daring themselves to eat. So I've got no built-up tolerance to spicy hot as a result. No calluses on my tongue. As a result of that, though, I can break out in a mild sweat under my eyes just eating cracked pepper potato chips, which I do like, by the way. I remember guys in various troop units that I was in who had always went to the field. They brought their own bottle of Tabasco sauce. Not me. Just give me some salt and I'm done. I had a buddy whose mutual friend collected rare hot sauces, and he kept them in a special rack on the wall of his office. Well, one of the other guys in that office thought he was big stuff. He came in, he asked which one was the most searing hot taste bud cauterizer in the whole collection. I won't say the name of it because it's rather inappropriate, but when he got the word on the right one, he brazenly grabbed the bottle, took it off, dabbed some onto his hand, and commenced to lick it right out of his own palm, and promptly went to the floor gasping for air. Who does that? Better question, does anyone do that? And here's the other question, who makes that stuff and why? Well, listen, so inside story here. Some years ago, we took a family vacation cruise in the Gulf of Mexico. We docked for a day outing in Cozumel. We spent the day seeing the sights. We had a great time. We went to a large open-air restaurant for lunch, and not long after we sat down, the waiter brought out some tortilla chips and a bowl of something green, like almost neon green. And he looked at us in broken English, and he just said, hot, hot, hot. And he, well, you know, how many times back in the U.S. have any of us gone to a Mexican restaurant, and soon after sitting down, someone brings you a basket of tortilla chips and some salsa? It's ubiquitous. It's part of what happens, right? But this was different. This was hot sauce made in the mothership of all hot sauces. And it didn't look normal. But my kids, who were, you know, in their, like, somewhere around 12 and 9, something like that, my kids immediately reached for the chips, and they were eyeing that liquid green, and the parental instinct kicked in. So I said, hang on, y'all. Let me try it first. It might really be hot. You better let me test it for you. Oh, Dad, you don't even like spicy stuff. I mean, they know me. It's a fact. But I'm Dad, so I bowed up to step into the lion's den and see what was what. So without a moment's hesitation, with little regard for my own safety, I took a chip from the basket, dipped it into the green stew steaming in the innocuous little bowl. And what happened next is a bit of a blur. I think I kept my vision, even though my eyeballs began to sweat, which I didn't know could be a thing. I definitely could not talk. My tongue had lost function. In fact, looking back, I believe it might have been less painful if I had just chosen to nail my tongue to the table. Just nailed my tongue to the table. I just sat there making strange blowing noises while my kids stared at me, and I slowly reached out and moved the green devil sauce away from my children. No kidding. Ask one of them about it. I'm sure they remember. Meanwhile, Charlene, who had stepped away for a minute, came back to the table to see me sweltering from the internal combustion. And I remember us questioning among ourselves why anyone would even put something like that on the table. I mean, really? Why was that okay? I mean, sure, I'm a spice weenie, but that was like green kryptonite in a bowl. But there's no way that restaurant didn't know what the reactions would be. I can't help but suspect that either A, they didn't care, or B, they got a good laugh and a few videos off of it. But Charlene and I, we really asked between us, why anyone would put something like that out there, knowing full well what the results would be? All right. A lot of times I tell a story and I flip the script. Well, here we go. Let me flip the script. Liberals who are pushing the Green New Deal right now, they are just like waiters who push green hot sauce. They don't care about the results. They don't care about the pain. They don't care about the risk. They just want their green stuff consumed by you and me, period. They put it out there with little to no warning, and they act surprised when the consumer is not happy. They just drop it and run and hope no one will ask questions. The Green New Deal activists, they're just like hot sauce liberals, in my opinion. I mean, think about it. In recent days, President Biden has said that the pain at the pump right now is a, quote, necessary part of the transition. Pete Buttigieg said it's well known that the current electrical grid infrastructure cannot sustain the push to reach Biden's electrical vehicles goals of 50% total usage by 2030. The Biden administration nonetheless wants us to believe that it was okay when he recently authorized the use of the National Defense Authorization Act to do what? To build solar panels and to buy solar panels with government contracts. Why is the federal government in the business of corporate welfare with our tax dollars to underwrite the solar panel industry? Short answer. Because solar is not fully viable and therefore must be subsidized by you and I. More pain for our wallet, if you know what I mean. I mean, the same is true for all versions of so-called renewable green energy sources. They are capable of power generation, sure, but in limited capacities. So what's the alternative? In a recent hearing on this very issue, which I'll play you a clip of in a few minutes, Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg, he was questioned about how we should expect the American public to react in the heat of summer when they can't get the air conditioning that is basically essential in the modern age because the green energy grid is not able to sustain the charging of millions of electric vehicles and the ongoing aspects of modern life. He said basically we'll have to work on that. You think? I mean, already we're hearing industry experts threaten the possibility of blackouts and brownouts based on grid capacity in certain parts of the country now. And if we mandate electric vehicles, mandate them, they all get plugged in overnight, typically, while people charge them up to drive to work the next day. And that raises the grid's output levels during the time that it usually is at its lowest. Knowledgeable fact finders say the cost of charging one electric vehicle overnight is the equivalent energy of 65 pounds of coal at one of the coal-fired plants that keeps most of our grid going. But the Green New Deal pushers, they don't care. The pain that we feel is just part of the process for them, part of the forced transition that we did not ask for. And much like the hot sauce guy at the restaurant, they just drop their plans into place with little to no warning, and they look surprised when people express their great discomfort and displeasure. The pain is necessary, they say. The consumers have to get over it, they say. Just a bunch of hot sauce liberals, I say. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Well, there you have it. Hot sauce liberals. Kelsey, go ahead and move us to a break, man. But listen, that's the deal. They drop that into place. They drop it into place, and they pretend there ain't nothing there, nothing to worry about, nothing to see here. Go ahead. Dip that chip right on in. No big deal. Burn your tongue and the lights go out. The Green New Deal, the Green Raw Deal. We'll talk about it more in a few minutes. But yeah, the way they are pushing this right now, it's like they've got some kind of strange fascination with watching the rest of us have pain. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We got plenty more.